Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, visors, football, and Tom reads boring things. It's coming up in just a minute.
Does it make you sick to your stomach when friends call you a hypochondriac? Then you should try the all-new miracle drug, placebo. That's right, placebo. Do you think you might be suffering from spastic colon, asthma, arthritis, acne, gingivitis, blurred vision, polio, dementia, Tourette's syndrome, pneumonia, shingles, or pink eye? Well, you just might be. And all-new placebo just might cure it. That's right. If you think you feel better, then so do we. And you don't even need a prescription. Placebo is available right over the counter. You don't even need to consult with your doctor. No need to worry about side effects, unless you want side effects, then it's all up to you. That's right, you could have side effects like loose stools, tight stools, migraine headaches, impotence, shortness of breath, canker sores, bulimia, mad cow disease, anthrax, yeast infections, paranoia, or even Ebola, and you won't even care. That's right, just pop in another placebo and convince yourself you feel better, and by God, you will. Placebo, a medicine you just have to believe in. Placebo from Frigamall Industries.
Okay.
Feel better?
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Ace Cosby. I'm Chick McGee with a new eye, and there's Tom Griswold.
Well, now, once again, Chick had some eye surgery.
I'd like to thank my good buddy and all the staff at Dr. Lanter Eye Care.
Oh, good people.
He's the man.
Would you like a
the big E?
Would you like a cap or something? especially you're kind of light sensitive.
Oh, visor.
I have a.
Who said visor?
I have a nice.
Tom has a visor.
Visor you can.
You know, there was a glorious. I'm going to say three or.
Sorry.
Oh, if eight people will get this. Nice throw, Frank.
Please tell me you wore the poker visor.
Well, oh, look at how yellowed it is.
How disgusting that is.
Oh, man.
All the DNA of that hat.
It's sweat.
There was a glorious time when I loved visors.
For you look fine in that.
5 or 6 years.
Did you have the plastic one or the
No, I didn't.
Remember the clear plastic
sure.
one?
Sure. No, I have that because of the light from above bothers me too.
I'm throwing this away.
Don't throw it away.
It's disgusting.
It can be washed.
He wears it every morning.
Oh!
Nice throw, Nancy. See if you can get it all the way to the mound.
I'll climb in there and get it for you.
I'm watching.
How many times?
Kristen and I were looking at these pictures of this. What is it called? Siberian marathon, and this guy looks like his face is
he's covered in ice. It was 64 degrees below zero, and they ran a marathon.
That's too cold.
So my question is this: if it's and they run for like 3 hours. Do they have water stations, or do they? Because the water would. Do they give them hot chocolate?
Must be something. They must.
Maybe water pops.
Warm water?
Water pops.
Here, suck on that while you're running.
Well, but that wouldn't help.
Yeah, do they have like soup?
Yeah.
How about
chicken broth?
A cup of soup.
Yeah, chicken broth might be.
They were using chicken broth at the NFL game.
They sure were.
It's really cold.
So, but I mean, if you're running and you grab a thing of chicken broth, you're going to burn the bejesus
on you. Wait a minute.
Hey, you take the lid off for 30 seconds, you're good.
Who was using chicken broth? The Packers?
Which game?
Somebody had chicken broth as opposed to Gatorade.
Did they dump it on him at the end of the game?
No.
scalding hot chicken broth.
Of course not.
I've heard those benches that are heated, which the Cowboys have started something horrible. They take their own benches to the when they on a road game.
The Cowboys
take their own heated benches.
Wow.
Yeah. That tells you everything you need to know about the Cowboys.
Wait, excuse me. I have a question for you.
Oh, Sean Payton, next coach of the Cowboys. That's not official, but it's going to happen.
That car you have.
Yes.
Does it have heated seats?
Oh, yeah. They're very nice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So the Dallas Cowboys would like that car then, is that what you're saying?
Only a couple of them.
Heated
have
seats
one.
Are okay for you, but not for the Dallas Cowboys.
Is nothing's okay for the Dallas Cowboys. Okay.
Okay. It was at the Bills game that they were doing the chicken soup.
Doesn't Sean Payton have a contract with New Orleans?
Two more years, and the Saints are going to have to be compensated. But Jerry Jones is in love with this idea. Wait and see.
Yeah. Okay. Well, very good.
What do I get if I'm right? Because I almost was right. The Brady and Tom Brady's last game and Aaron Rodgers quitting football is not dead yet.
Nope.
Bills in the Super Bowl died, but
we'll give you a laurel and a hearty handshake.
And Brady got hurt in the game.
And
a
Brady
bit.
Got hurt in the hand.
Yeah, that counts. There
he got
blood.
Punched in the mouth. He was bleeding.
Barely.
What do you want? Are you not entertained?
Yeah, I want Tom and I want Aaron to keep playing.
They were making the point that Tom Brady, this is the first year he's said, yeah, I'll be back next year. Of course. This year he's saying, well, if Jizzy says it's okay.
Okay, well, we'll see. It's his choice. Good luck. I want to see him. I like to watch him play. Now let's move forward
here. I'd just like to see him accomplish something before he left.
Oh, my God.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Get off your ass, Tom. I've been irritated by a Twitter. He just tweeted this at him because Willie's under the weather today. This is from a man named Steve.
Hi, Steve.
It's like you all take turns being under the weather in that studio.
God.
That's true.
Well, have you heard of the pandemic, Steve? Okay.
No, you weren't here.
It's cold and flu season.
You weren't here because you had eye surgery.
Yeah.
Josh wasn't here because he had the flu.
Well, there you go.
Christy wasn't here because
she didn't want to come in.
Her boyfriend had surgery and she was being a nice person and helping him out.
Why didn't we have a prolapsed anus with him? Heart. Like you did with me. You didn't say her boyfriend.
Because you actually had the prolapsed anus.
I told you that in confidence.
Everyone around here is calling you Rose.
Have you seen that video?
Is that where it falls out? Is that
have you
that
seen
means?
The video? Yeah. Have you seen the video of the weightlifter that they've developed?
Oh. Yeah, would you? Could we mean anything but this?
Wilmer the Windsock Johnson.
Rips out of his leotard.
I just found this. I just
leotard.
Or whatever they wear when they lift weights.
Little singlet.
Yes.
Oh boy.
Yeah, that is
belly.
Yeah.
It really just party favors out.
Yeah. You know what? It didn't really make a noise. It was just like if they had fast forwarded slow motion a flower opening.
Right, right.
It's just really, like, poof.
You know, it reminded me of when you're using a one of those more elaborate plungers and it goes inside itself and then you have to shake it even though it's kind of fecally encrusted.
You know, how do you get to the hospital? I mean, you can't.
Very carefully. In a wheelbarrow.
Back in there.
Oh, you got it.
By the way, that's a buddy.
Oh, yeah.
If you have swollen testicle, the
elephantiasis.
Can we talk about anything?
Get in the back seat. A sea cucumber coming out of your anus.
Hey, Josh, can you take me to the hospital? My anus prolapsed again.
Jeez. Yeah, all right. Thanks, buddy. Sling it over your shoulder. Let's
bring it down.
All right, we should probably stop at Taco Bell first.
Okay. Here's a sweet story.
All right.
I just saw this, Christy. I didn't have time to print it. At the Smithsonian National Zoo in Washington, D.C., the porcupine family. Quilbur and Beatrix.
Love Quilbur and Beatrix.
What a bunch of pricks.
And I think Washington needs more pricks.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Yeah, what a great name
Quilbur,
for a porcupine.
Yeah.
Quilbur.
Yeah.
Hey, Quilbur and Beatrix. They had their second little baby.
Boy, that's some careful sex, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Porcupine
what do you
sex?
Mean?
Yeah.
It's not just that. Can you imagine delivering a porcupine baby?
Whoa! They don't have the quills at birth, do they?
I would think the
that
quills...
woman must have an iron vagina.
That, no, that's sacred.
I love that show.
That's sacred geometry.
And, that's part of the Marvel Universe, right?
Iron vagina.
Yeah, that's the Prime Minister bio.
Yeah.
I would imagine
they call her the vice president.
Ah.
When baby porcupines are delivered, I would imagine the quills are facing just so.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Have they even developed?
Exactly.
Maybe they're even softer.
Yeah.
So I'll rewrite this and put headline "More Pricks in Washington." once again, Quilbur, and Beatrix. What a great name! If you have to name a porcupine, Quilbur's the way to go.
G
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
I didn't know this either. There's an ad here. Have you ever seen this, Christy? Canned wine?
Yeah, of course. We had it. We had a sponsor.
Once again, if you'd like to advertise on the Bob and Tom show and be a cornerstone,
I missed them. I really enjoyed that stuff.
Yes. Don't you remember the canned wine?
You do a couple of those and you don't care about much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that
was good. I have a question.
Yes.
With a canned wine, do you smell the tab?
Well, I don't know if you... Well, I'm not going to ruin your joke.
Okay. No. I was just kidding. Okay. Oh, this is... I didn't hear something
what
else
the hell?
I didn't know. During sports, I like to look at other interesting
Tom's
things.
Tom's on BuzzFeed.
I think this is a great idea. Time now for Tom and Things He Doesn't Get.
Tom peruses the internet.
Yeah.
And here's Tom.
What are you doing?
Well, this is kind of boring. The state of South Dakota had a record number of visitors in 2021, making it the first state to recover from its pre-pandemic levels of tourism.
Sturgis.
That's probably why.
Yeah. That Sturgis isn't...
Oh, and here there's a picture.
The four rockheads there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rockhead, Rockhead Rocky Top?
Yeah. That's right.
There's a photograph here, chick. They're taking the masks.
Why can't I think of the name Mount Rushmore?
They're taking the masks off of Mount Rushmore. I forgot about Sturgis. I'm sure that explains it, Christy.
Wait,
very good.
Yeah.
Did they put giant masks on the... No,
that's what I was trying to get to.
That would have been funny.
We enjoyed it, Tom. We enjoyed
it. That's very nice. Christy Lee is at the news desk. Give me the teaser, Christy.
Oh, wow. We have a lot of great things coming up today.
Last time I read the news by myself.
What?
Good.
You want us to be your audience. We're trying.
I was so bored during sports, I was reading the news.
So you turned into David Brenner all of a sudden? Well, I got today's newspaper. Yeah.
More of a Mort Saul thing.
Well, Brenner stole it.
Or Leno.
Have you seen this? Have you read this? Did you see this? Did you notice?
What have you got over there, Christy Lee?
Officials in Catalonia will pardon up to 1,000 people accused of witchcraft.
I know.
Josh.
Are you going to start singing Caledonia from...
That's where we're going.
I thought for sure you were going to mention something about Fuji on McHale's Navy.
That's New Caledonia.
And McHale's
I was going to say born in Arizona, moved to Caledonia.
King Tut.
Yeah.
All good references.
The Catalan Parliament was...
Do you know where this is, Josh?
Catalonia?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just on the coast of...
Honeyman.
No, wait. I'm enjoying this.
Dogalonia.
Go ahead.
That's a twin city.
Pick part of Earth.
Dogalonia, Catalonia.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
On the coast of the Ivory...
Petsville.
Archipelago, isn't it? Yeah. It's over there near Bismarck.
No, I just told you. Spain.
Oh,
I've never been to Spain.
Oh, but you kind of like the music,
that's
don't
right.
you?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I've never been to Spain.
Okay.
The Catalonian Parliament passed a resolution to pardon those condemned for the crime of witchcraft in the region.
Wow.
400 years ago. Well, nice. Timely. The move follows similar gestures that have been made in Scotland, Switzerland, and Norway.
How did you pronounce Scotland?
Scotland.
You gave a little touch there, didn't you?
Gave a little Trebekian stank.
Nicaragua.
So wait a minute. When did you say these events took place?
400 years ago, between 1580 and 1630.
Witches were rampant.
About 50,000 people were condemned to death for witchcraft across Europe, of whom 80% were women. Even then, we were
Well,
20% were.
I'm sure that you were guilty of being a witch if you wouldn't sleep with whoever was the judge in this case.
Mm. That's right.
Huh?
Justice was served.
Picky,
what's wrong
picky,
with you
picky.
Guys?
What about the Catalonian broom salesman? This is putting out of business.
what did we determine about we
I'll tell you what, I'm in favor of them pardoning the witches, but they shouldn't pardon Bette Midler for Hocus Pocus.
Not a fan, huh?
People enjoy that movie.
Just based on the makeup alone.
Oh, God.
I really like I like that flick, even though
it's, I like it,
it
too.
It is bad.
It's so bad, it's good.
But I really enjoy it.
I think it's so bad, it's awful.
Yeah, many do. I don't know that Sarah Jessica Parker's ever been hotter than Hocus Pocus.
Well, L.A. Story. Because she's in a world of freaks. Of course she's hot.
Yeah, you're right.
Midler's teeth.
Stand her next to Kathy and Jamie.
Come on. Oh, hey, baby. How you doing?
Well, that reminds me, today's chocolate cake day. Sorry, Kathy. Yeah. Today's is chocolate cake day.
Nice.
Yeah, so celebrate with a piece of cake.
Chocolate cake, eh?
Chocolate cake, yes.
Do we have one, Tom?
Oh, boy.
Boy, somebody really dropped the ball on that.
We had a delicious chocolate cake here for Dean's birthday
Monday.
Yes,
we did.
Yeah, he took it home like a selfish prick.
Not a piece in the green room.
It was his birthday cake.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. We can choose whether we leave the cake here or take it home with us?
Sure. Yeah.
I didn't know it was a choice.
Did you not take yours home?
No.
Yeah, somebody, me neither.
Don't take that home. It was you. You wanted it.
That's right.
You had a piece of
If you had taken it home, I wouldn't have been able to.
I see. Okay. I stand corrected.
Well, here's a Mr. Obvious. A new study suggests...
What do you got, baby doll?
The more money people earn, the happier they are.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yes.
You know what? And oddly enough, the poorer you are, the sadder you are.
The new research found happiness increases with income and does not plateau. Study author Matthew Killingsworth analyzed real-time reports of income and well-being from more than 33,000 U.S. employees using data from the Track Your Happiness app.
That makes the study completely invalid.
Exactly.
Has the Track Your Happiness app?
I want to grab that guy and strangle him. Who came up with the app, came up with the idea.
As soon as I see someone tracking their happiness, I don't want to be anywhere near them.
How do you track
and it would
your
go like
you
this.
Don't.
And it would go like this. I'll track your happiness.
Yeah. Is this from the newly named N.S. Sherlock Institute?
Yeah. He found people who earn more money reported greater day-to-day happiness and better overall life satisfaction.
They're lying.
Well, no S. Sherlock. The slope relationship was nearly identical at income brackets above $80,000 as it was below $80,000.
As above, so below, eh?
Yeah.
Well.
Whatever.
I am a true believer that money can buy happiness.
Are you?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
but it can also buy a lot of problems.
Nope, none.
If you're happy and you know it, you've got cash. If you're happy, then you have a big old stash.
Everybody!
If you're happy and you know it, take it easy, man. Don't blow it. Don't spend it on a boat. Save your cash. Woohoo!
I mean, who would have thought nice cars, amazing food, a great house... Gonna make you happy.
Are you happy?
Fireplace.
Okay.
TV. Doing all right.
I'm not happy.
Well, that's because you're not
a whore. You know, you can't.
Yeah.
I'll fix you dinner. No.
Money can buy love. It can buy anything.
I don't know who started this horrible rumor.
Right.
That money doesn't make you happy.
Yeah.
Pat, you're doing okay.
Oh, this
except
is a
obviously,
dream job.
The body work on your car would probably bring you around all the way.
Made a mistake there with the insurance.
How long has it been since you've
had, not getting any?
Had the gigantic?
No, I have it. Just liability for it. Like
when did you do that to your car?
Doesn't it seem like it was 7 months ago at least?
Okay.
Oh, longer.
7 months.
I was going to say 5 to 7 years. Yeah. Is what
do you have to put new duct tape on that every week?
Every couple of months, yeah, you put the white duct tape on it
because
it flaps on the way to the game.
So when you go. When you've done one of these...
You know, I was just thinking it could be worse. The duct tape at least matches.
Yeah.
It's I bought... Yeah.
Yeah.
I bought the white
when you go on these dates, these women that you meet on the internet, do you Uber or do you take your car with the...
I park the car in like a different parking lot and walk to the restaurant or the coffee place.
Now, do you stand in front of a really nice car with your keys in your hand and wait for her to come by?
Nice to meet you.
Oh, hey. How are you?
Oh, yeah. That's my Range Rover.
You have a nice car. It's just that it's bashed great. on the driver's side.
She only sees one side.
Have you gotten estimates?
I think it's around $3,500.
That's too much.
That's for backing into a pole.
Yes, I backed in my carport, yeah.
And how's Mr. Kowalski doing?
No.
He can't bowl. He hasn't bowled since.
Right. Or play the accordion.
You could always park the car. You could park the car so the woman couldn't see the bashed inside of it.
Oh, I've done that.
That reminds me of this friend of mine who was doing a lot of internet dating, and it wasn't until the second date that she realized, look, I only had one arm.
What? Now, come on.
You know,
the second date.
No way.
I believe that, but I wonder if she's so self-involved or he's good at hiding it.
So they didn't hug the first date, huh?
No, that when she arrived at the date, he was sitting at a table.
Leaning against the wall.
Okay, hey, how you doing?
How are you? Good enough to see you.
Totally pleasure to be here. Hey, is your arm in the wall?
What?
Yeah, huh? Yeah, I'm just a man.
Yeah, that's right.
I felt bad for the
guy.
Was
it his left arm so he can shake?
You don't put that on your Bumble profile.
Yeah.
So anyways,
I think you would.
My point is,
you don't want to be surprised.
Maybe you could find
that.
A body shop that will let you do a Christmas show and they'll fix your car for you.
We've talked about that. I don't think that's a possibility.
You think that's going to happen?
I don't think so.
Okay.
You know, I'm so happy to be here on our second date. We covered a lot on the first date, but I did have a question about the second.
Yes.
You missing an arm?
Well, I am.
Yeah. How about that?
I'm sorry.
You know, I didn't notice the first date.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Wow, you really are a self-involved bitch, aren't you?
This is why you wanted a booth.
You
just lean in. Every word of that is true.
You didn't think you would bring that up on the first date.
Look, I feel bad for the guy.
Well, sure, yeah.
I'm sorry. Where were we? Well, when you come back, what have you got, Christine?
You feel bad for the guy? There's no way he doesn't know you're talking about him.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah. What?
Of course he does.
How many one-armed friends do you have?
This did not happen in this.
Does he have both his ears?
Immediately.
So he's hearing about this.
Is he a murderer?
Yeah, unless he's missing his ears.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.